Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Eddie Kiley, FIFA Records, releasing another Emperors of Ice Cream. Well, I was going to say new single, but this is actually one of the singles that came out in the mid-90s when the Emperors were the hot young things and you were the manager.
I was indeed, yeah, and, you know, I suppose it's been well documented at this stage that there was an article in the Examiner last year, around the 16th or 15th of April, actually, and it got us talking, and we had a reunion. And
the album finally came out.
Absolutely, and you know what, it's just, what a reaction. We've been actually shocked for it to go straight into the official charts, to have served all the singles, you know, topping the digital charts. It's been brilliant. It's been a great great story.
And the songs sound great. I mean, even the songs from back in the 90s, not even, it's not as if they weren't, but it's like, certainly for me, because I, you know, remember that time and I remember the lads and, you know, you were itching them on and hoping they'd get famous because then you could be like, I know them. Overflow particularly, I was like, that still sounds awesome. But listen, hang on. I want to get your story, Eddie, right? Because how do you become, were you in any bands growing up? Or
I was, yes, myself and Haggis started in a band called the Rose Garden. We basically, it was me with a microphone and an amp and John on his guitar sitting in my living room playing songs. And that's basically where the whole journey started from.
Wow.
Then Eddie Butt got
involved. Haggis is the lead singer of the Emperors now for those, Eddie Butt, the bassist.
Yep, and that's basically how it started.
And when did you get sidelined then?
several incarnations later.
And why was that?
I don't know. I suppose I was good at organising rather than singing, Dave, you know.
Right.
And basically, I started managing the Emperors, and lo and behold, we had signed this big record deal within 6 months.
Well, it was a development deal, wasn't it? Which did it seem at the time like it was more sort of significant than it turned out to be?
Yes, we thought we were signing what we thought was a development deal, but really we were signed to a major label, and when they're investing that much money in you, there's only so much tolerance.
Yeah.
Like, they want hit singles.
Yeah.
And you have to remember, our guitarist, Graham, was only 16 at the time, so we had a lot of developing to do.
Hmm.
But look, it's a dog-eat-dog industry.
So what, Perryvale? But the lads decamped over to, but like, it sounded so flash here in Cork, like, oh, the lads were over in London making music, but they were actually, you were in a housing estate in far reaches of West London.
Basically, yeah, five of us living in a house and, you know, on not a huge wage every week. Yes, we got to tour. Yes, we got to meet a lot of people that we'd admire and so on. But it's not an easy industry. You know? It's difficult.
They kind of take a punt on as many bands as they can in the hope that one or two come through and it makes all the money worthwhile, right?
At the time, you'd like, a record label would have a budget. They might have £2 million. They might sign a band for £1 million, they'd sign a band for £500,000, and they'll spread the various amounts of cash around various bands. And basically, the odds are, with them backing the band, one of them will make it.
Mm.
And if one of those bands make it, they get all their money back. Mm. Because if you make it, it's, you know, the cash will come in.
We'll have more from Eddie in a moment. This, from Emperor of Ice Cream, is a brilliant track called Overflow. The album is No Sound Ever Dies, ain't that the truth? Colm Young on drums, Haggis on vocals, Eddie Budd on bass, Graham Finn on guitar. That's a beautiful sound of the 90s right there. Right, let's get back to the manager of the band at the time, Eddie Kiley, telling us about their sojourn in London on a development deal with a label that went a bit sour.
Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
There was a bit of a burning for all of you at the end of it, and there was a bit of like retreating back to Cork and Licking Wounds and various other bands came out of it. Did you take a break in music, and where did FIFA Records come from? Because I like Ashley Keating is part of the FIFA Records thing, right?
Yes,
drummer with the Franks. Yep. If anyone's wondering,
yeah, I took a break, and my family and whatever else, and it came to a stage when I got back involved, and I was managing a few bands around the city, and Ashley, as it happened, wanted to sign a few of those bands, and I happened to manage all of them. So that's really when I got involved. That's about 10 years ago.
And is FIFA an acronym?
Yes, it's for Forever in Financial Arrears.
Much like probably, well, no, I was going to say like FIFA themselves, but no, they're coining it, our FIFA. Ashley Keating, drummer with the Frank and Walters, former host of Green on Red here on Red FM. So, are you and Ashley the FIFA Records crew, and who else is on the roster? And what do you do, and what are the hopes for the bands that you have?
Well, we've had a great year. Last year was brilliant. This year is just going to be just as busy. We've just released our first release with a band called One Morning in August. Brilliant band, definitely ones to watch this year. We've just signed a singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist called Lorraine Nash. Again, brilliant talent. Yeah, and we've got a single coming out from Lorraine, I think at the start of May. We have Power of Dreams on our roster, and we've got the long-awaited album from Power of Dreams coming in the next couple of months. Uh-huh. We have another Emperor of Ice Cream album coming out on the 16th of April.
and the boys are loving it. It's like a breath of fresh air. Like, we're back. We've got the energy again. Let's do it. That was my Eddie impersonation.
It took 25 years to get the album out. But you know what? From that article on the 15th of April last year to the 16th of April this year, we'll have put out two albums and six singles.
Jesus. Well, that's almost the new world. It's easier. And Kamir, how has COVID affected things? Because obviously none of the bands can gig.
None of the bands can gig, right? And the hope is that the Emperors will get to do some shows. There's actually quite a demand. There's a lot of people want to put on shows. There's a lot of people inquiring, when are we going to play? But we don't know at the moment, right? We were hoping maybe towards the end of this year, but we don't know if Ireland's going to be out of full lockdown. Like, there's no point in the Emperors playing a gig to 50 people seated. That's not what the Emperors are about. You saw them back in the day. The Emperor are about high energy, big crowds, and hopefully when things open up we'll get the Emperors back over to tour.
Nice one.
But for us personally, like the Emperors wouldn't have happened without COVID.
Well, that's true.
The Power of Dreams album probably wouldn't have happened without COVID. But we're coming to a stage where people have home studios, they have equipment at home. You can send files, like the Emperors are scattered all over the world, but they can send files to each other, they can all work on their bits and pieces, send it back. It's like you do need a heightened level of collaboration. But it is very possible, and if you're all tuned in, you can do it, you know?
It's virtually possible. Eddie, let's stop. Thank you for being my local legend this evening. Eddie Kiley, FIFA. By the way, back in the 90s, when I would have known all of you, the various parts of Cork, I wouldn't have really known. Where were you from?
Originally from Ballyvillan. Carrigal and Ballyvillan.
And, Haggis was Glasheen, because I know I did my first interview for the UCC Gazette, interviewing him in his living room and his mam giving me tea and feeding me and the like. So you're Ballyvillan. Where's Ed?
Where's Ballyfeehan?
Yes.
Graham was Ballyvillan. Yeah. Graham was near me. Yeah. And Cullum was Model Farm Road.
Yes. And John, let's not forget John Lynch was in there originally.
John Lynch was Mayfield, up by the Cotton Bowl.
Go. Very good. Nice one. Crossing the river. A beautiful collaboration. North side and south side in perfect harmony. Eddie, nice one. Let's hear this. It's one of the singles from back then, from Emperors of Ice Cream. Despite the name, it is not pure ale.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.